Greetings and welcome to DataSeeds third quarter fiscal year 2022 financial highlights and updates conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A question and answer session will follow the formal presentation. If anyone should require operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now like to turn the conference over to your host, Annabel Zhang, the Principal Investor Relations. Thank you and over to you.
Thank you so much, Hamid. Good day, everyone, and welcome to DataSeeds' third quarter fiscal year 2022 financial results conference call. With us today are Fu Liu, founder and chairman of the board of directors of Shuhai Beijing, Kathy Sun, chief financial officer, and Annabel Zhang, the principal IR contact in the U.S. This call is also being webcast from the website. A replay of the call will be available later today, so please refer to the press release for more details. Now allow me to go over the safe harbor statement. Today's discussion may contain forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements involve inherent risks and uncertainties that may cause actual results to differ materially from our current expectations. For detailed discussion of these risks and uncertainties, please refer to our latest quarterly report on Form 10-Q and other documents filed with the U.S. SEC. Any forward-looking statements that we make on this call are based on assumptions as of today, and we do not undertake any obligation to upgrade or update this statement, except as required under applicable law. In addition, during today's call, Mr. Fu Liu will give the prepared remarks in Chinese first, and a translator will provide consecutive translation in English. Other management team members will give their prepared remarks in English. During the Q&A session, we will take questions in both English and Chinese, and the translator will provide consecutive translation. All translations are for convenience purposes only. In the case of any discrepancies, management statements in the original language will prevail. With that, I now turn the call over to the chairman of the board of directors of Shuhai Beijing, Ms. Fu Liu. Ms. Liu, please go ahead.
大家早上好，我是刘富，树海股份公司的创始人兼董事。谢谢你们今天加入我们2022年财年的第三季度财报电话会议。
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Fu Liu, and I'm the chairman and founder of DataSeeds Incorporated. Thank you for joining us for the 2022 third quarter earnings press conference.
舒海股份于2014年9月份在美国内华达州注册成立，2018年在纳斯达克上市。我们的愿景是成为知名的高科技跨国集团，使命是 通过创新和研发，在全球范围内多领域的商业机构客户提供包括生学智能在内的先进人工智能技术。
DataSeeds was incorporated in Nevada in September 2014 and listed on NASDAQ in 2018. Our mission is to become a well-known multinational conglomerate with a mission to provide advanced artificial intelligence technology, including 5G messaging, acoustic intelligence, and digital smart city products and services to institutional and individual customers around the globe.
在5G 消息业务板块上, 随着5G 应用在国内的广泛接受, 特别是在自2022年以来中国三大运营商逐步启动了 5G消息应用商业化的准备工作，5G转消息相关服务在中国市场的普及程度逐步提高。
For 5G messaging, with the wide acceptance of 5G adoption in China, especially as China's three major telecom companies have progressively launched preparations for the commercialization of 5G messaging application since the beginning of 2022, the popularity of 5G messaging related services in China in the Chinese market has increased cumulatively.
根据道云算师于2021年10月4日发布的消息，未来5至7年，中国 5G 短信市场的规模预计将达到3000亿元人民币，约合465.4亿美元。
According to a news published by Dow Insights on October 4, 2021, the 5G messaging market size of China is projected to be 300 billion Chinese yuan over the next 5 to 7 years. The equivalent in the US dollars is 46.54 billion.
作为中国 5G 消息领域的领先服务提供商 ,DAC 的商业模式建立在为机构客户与个人提供便捷快速、成本低、质量高效的技术支持的基础上，帮助他们接触终端市场，并将继续利用最早进入行业的先发优势来建立品牌认知度和客户忠诚度，继续提升市场占有率。
As a leading service provider in the field of 5G messaging in China, DataSea's business model is based on convenient, fast, low-cost, and high-quality technology support for corporate clients to access a terminal market, and we will continue to leverage the first-mover advantage of being in the industry to establish brand awareness and customer loyalty, thereby continuously increasing our market share.
DataC 授权在快递、餐饮、旅游、电子商务、金融、科技等行业的 5G 消息开发和提供技术支持的企业客户数量，在本季度已从约100家增加到近200家。此外，公司作为工业和信息化部与通信研究院 5G 消息工作组的重要成员之一，以及包括快递行业在内 5G 消息行业制定的牵头企业，持续提高技术水平，加强市场开发力量，提升市场营收能力。
The number of enterprise customers licensed to develop 5G messaging and provide technical support in express delivery, catering, tourism, e-commerce, financeTechnology and other industries increased from about 100 to nearly 200 in this quarter. In addition, as a member of 5G messaging working group at the Information and Communication Research Institute of the Ministry of Industry, as well as the leading enterprise in formulation of 5G messaging standards, our company continues to improve its technical prowess and to strengthen its market share and revenue capacity.
在生学智能板块，首先根据新思杰研究中心发布的中国生学设备市场2021至2025年可行性研究报告，到2025年，中国生学设备市场预计将以15.6%的复合年增长率增长，达到460亿元人民币，约合72.3亿美元。
For the acoustic intelligence business, first of all, according to the feasibility study report on China's acoustic device market 2021 to 2025, released by the New Zijian Research Center, China's acoustic device market is expected to grow at a compound annual growth rate of 15.6% and reach 46 billion Chinese yuan, approximately 7.23 billion US dollars by 2025.
在产业规划方面，树海已经与人工智能关键技术和应用评测工业和信息化部重点实验室、中国信息工程研究院联合发布了中国首份中国生学智能产业发展与技术应用白皮书，
terms of industrial planning, DataSea and the state key artificial intelligence laboratory at the Chinese Academy of Information and Communications Technology have jointly released China's first white paper on market development and technology application of acoustic intelligence in China.
产业、技术、应用、趋势、前景等方面，展现出宏观的商业发展潜力和巨大的社会应用价值。生物学智能产业与产品将成为国际化产业与市场的应用主流。
This shows that there is great potential and tremendous value in many perspectives. Acoustic intelligence related products will become the global mainstream.
在产品和技术端，生物学智能在新冠病毒超声消杀病毒产品现在已经具备小批量生产期，对新冠病毒在内的多种病毒在空气中的消杀率达到 99.99%。
For core technologies and flagship products, our acoustic intelligence COVID-19 ultrasonic sterilization product is already in production. Its disinfecting rate is at 99.99%.
基于世界先进水平，目前正在进入生产线与产品适配，近期将生产出 新冠病毒超声消杀病毒产品填补世界空白，在此产品贡献人类社会价值巨大，公司国际化水平会快速提升。This
disinfection rate is the most advanced among the world. During pandemics, such products will bring huge value to our societies, thereby allowing DataSea to rapidly improve its capacity in internationalization.
生物学智能技术产品应用领域非常广泛，并且公司在超声波、次声相关的技术优势，会引领公司的市场获取和保持领先高科技公司的定位。
In addition, the application fields of acoustic intelligence technology products are very wide, and the company's technical advantages in ultrasonic and infrasound will lead the company's market acquisition and positioning as a leading high-tech company.
公司会持续生产出生效农业、驱虫杀虫、提升产量的应用产品、生效美容、
The company will continue to produce application products such as sound effect agriculture to expel insects and increase production, and sound effect beautification, sound effect refreshing, and other products.
更好利用声学智能、超声波、次声等关键技术，在健康、农业、环保等不同领域。 针对性解决市场需求的智能硬件产品，继续挖掘生物学智能技术的商业潜力，增加公司更大营收，增强公司更强发展，给予股东与投资人更大收益。
We will make better use of key technologies such as acoustic intelligence, ultrasound, and infrasound to resolve market demand in different fields such as healthcare, agriculture, and environmental production, and continue to tap the commercial potential of acoustic intelligence technology, thereby increasing the company's greater revenue and enhance their stronger development of the company and to give greater benefits to shareholders and investors.
更重要的是，为了加快国际化品牌建设。 和国际化市场的产品销售，公司计划将依托 DataSea 上市公司在美国 注册业务子公司，实现声学智能相关超声波杀菌杀毒产品和超声波农业产品、超声波美容提神等产品在美国市场本地化加工生产。
More importantly, in order to speed up the building up of an international brand as well as the sale of products in the international market, my company plans to rely on the registered business subsidiary of DataSea listed company in the United States to achieve a localized processing and production of acoustic intelligence related ultrasonic sterilization and antivirus products, as well as ultrasonic agricultural products and beautification products. As well as like mind refreshing out of product.
构建全球业务结构，销售进入全球最大的消费者群体，可以改变目前业务收入来自中国市场的单一结构，提高单一市场抵御政策、疫情、通货膨胀等变化带来的影响和风险的能力。增加公司市场化信息的透明度。
We will build a global business structure and sell products into the world's largest consumer group, which can change the currently single structure and single source of having our current business income from the Chinese market, thereby improving the ability of the single market to resist the risks brought by changes and impacts such as policies, epidemics, and inflation.And increasing the transparency of the company's market-oriented information.
为了有效地实现公司顶层设计的战略目标、管理层计划，一、加强声学智能硬件产品在美国市场销售设计、市场管理设计、供应链合作设计、销售和资本化方面的声学智能硬件。产品的业务运营，进入全球化市场的能力设计，降低单一中国市场的经营风险。
In order to effectively achieve the strategic objectives of the company's top-level design, our management has the following plan. Number one, strengthen the business operations of acoustic intelligence hardware products in terms of sales design, market management design,supply chain cooperation design, sales and capitalization of acoustic intelligence hardware products in the U.S. market, and to design the ability to enter the global market and reducing the business risk of being in a single Chinese market.
积极推广抢占 5G 市场 5G 消息市场份额，更广泛的技术产品应用层开发升级，制定提升合伙人市场体系和合伙人的股权奖励，加快市场渠道开发，提升大幅度市场营收。
We will also actively promote and seize the market share of 5G messaging, develop and upgrade a wider range of technology product application layers, formulate and improve the partner market system and partner equity incentives.Accelerating the development of market channels and increasing the market revenue by a large margin.
通过将内部资源和能力与外部机会充分匹配，加强比较优势，尤其是差异化战略。
We will also strengthen comparative advantage of ours, especially in differentiation strategies, by fully matching internal resources and capabilities with external opportunities.
继续与国内外重点高水平技术机构合作，通过供给侧创新拉动需求，坚持持续产业生命周期的增长阶段。扩大全球销售，核心产品本地化，更好地满足客户需求。
We will continue to cooperate with key high-level technological institutions at home and abroad, stimulate demand through supply-side innovation and continue to adhere to the growth stage of the industrial life cycle and expand global sales and localize core products to better meet customer needs.
通过建立生产线，实现纵向一体化，以利用经济规模和范围的成本优势，根据动态经济条件，利用世界各国不同的货币政策，优化资本结构，降低融资成本。
Vertical integration will be done through the establishment of production lines to take advantage of the cost advantages of economic scale and scope, and we will optimize capital structure and reduce financing costs by using different monetary policies of different countries around the world according to dynamic economic conditions.
与潜在合作伙伴建立战略联盟，以并购或合资的形式实现相互协同。
And establish strategic alliances with potential partners to achieve mutual synergy in the form of mergers and acquisitions or joint ventures.
通过营销提升品牌知名度，获得 PCT 国际专利，提升无形资产价值。
And enhance brand awareness through marketing.And obtain PCT international patents and enhance the value of intangible assets.
通过提供多业的客户服务，独特的服务体验，适当的透明度和宣传，来维护客户的忠诚度。
We'll maintain customer loyalty by providing excellent customer service, unique service experience, and appropriate transparency and publicity.
管理层认为，中国市场给予了包括 5G 在内的众多行业的持续发展非常多的政策支持。对于公司 5G 消息、声学智能业务都是极度有利的。同时，全球范围内的疫情对可有效消杀环境空气中的新冠病毒啊微生物消杀产品产生大量的全球性需求。
Our management believes that the Chinese market has a lot of policy support for the continuous development of many industries, which are extremely beneficial to my company's 5G messaging and acoustic intelligence business.At the same time, the global pandemic has generated a large amount of global demand for novel, for coronavirus, microbial disinfection, and sterilization products.
这些对于数海无疑是推动国内、国际、全球市场的需求非常重要的力量，也提升公司国际化市场的推动力量。集团国际化规模发展的坚强力量。
And these products can effectively disinfect and sterilize in ambient air. These are undoubtedly a very important force to promote for the domestic and international market demand for several areas, and enhancing the driving force of my company's international market.
树海将以供给侧带动需求端，致力解决全球客户相关痛点，通过针对性的研发和国际化战略，长期保持在产业生命周期的快速增长期，不断地为股东提高财富，为社会创造价值，为世界提供便利，最终成为一家知名的百年企业。
With a strong force for such a development of our international scale,DataC Incorporated will drive the demand side for the supply side and strive to solve the relevant pain points of global customers, maintaining the rapid growth period of the industrial life cycle for a long time through targeted R&D and internationalization strategies, continuously improve the wealth of shareholders, create value for our society, provide convenience for the world, and finally become a well-known century-old enterprise.
在我把电话交给首席财务官之前, 下面我想请公司纽约办公室负责人介绍公司在2022年财年第三季度的五季消息, 声学智能业务领域的重要进展。 谢谢大家。
Before I hand over the phone to my CFO, I would like to have our public relations head to give an overview on the company's important progress in 5G messaging, acoustic intelligence, and other business areas in the third quarter of fiscal year 2022. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Liu, and thank you, Zoe. So Mr. Liu just discussed DataSea's business landscape and also long-term development strategies. So I'm going to dive deeper into the recent business developments in the third quarter and address questions investors may be interested in under the current environment. So this quarter continues to demonstrate the robust growth in the 5G messaging business and marked a significant inflection point to scale and transform DataSea, underscoring our continued diversification and also competitiveness building across 5G messaging, acoustic intelligence, and smart city businesses. Behind our recent developments in core business are three business initiatives DataSea value a lot, which I will give a detailed discussion below. So the first initiative is our products are positioned to be widely applicable, and we use technology to form sustainable competitive advantage. DataSea firmly believes in using the innovation to provide convenience and choice to customers and commit to staying ahead of the emerging market trends. We keep investing in the R&D and work with the best-in-class research institutes to match our innovative drive. These efforts have been taken into fruition, as you can find our new launches and also upgrades of products in all of the business areas, 5G messaging, acoustic intelligence, and also smart city. In 5G messaging, DataSea provides solutions designed to meet the marketing needs of all types of companies, regardless of their size and industry. Though we do work with the industry-leading companies, we also serve small to medium-sized companies, and that is what differentiates us with our peer competitors. In acoustic intelligence, DataSea commits to tap acoustic intelligence for business potential and wield acoustic intelligence across industries in meaningful ways. And this technology can be applied in so many different scenarios, no matter it is health, security, environment, protection, something like that. But that's just the beginning. In this quarter, our cooperation with Campbell on disinfection cabinets and also Shanghai Drifeng on promoting the acoustic intelligence module products in vehicle application scenarios are all examples of wide applications of acoustic intelligence. Though our three business lines may seem convergent, but the synergies they create together can be very impressive. When integrating 5G messaging solutions with the smart city solutions, we elevate our smart city solutions and bring in new customers successfully. The second business initiative we value a lot is being the fast market movers, but with great execution. So DataSea's strategic business expansion to 5G messaging and also acoustic intelligence all prove that we can identify great opportunities in the market and grasp them with execution. Till the recent quarter, DataSea has been engaged by nearly 200 enterprises in terms of 5G messaging with more than 17.5 million worth of 5G messaging business contracts that have been signed, and is also awarded as the top 10 enterprises of 5G messaging in 2021 in China. In acoustic intelligence, DataSea forges relationships with new clients and partners, not only make progress in sales perspective, but also expand market distribution in domestic and also global markets, including South and also North America. The third business initiative we value a lot is diversified revenue sources and continuous business model improvements. Similar to the importance of diversification to investors, having a diversified product solution can be also used to offset risks and make the company more resilient. DataSea tapped into three different business areas, but with great synergies among them and also the underlying technologies. Meanwhile, we provide a combination of software and also hardware solutions, which can have the flexibility to meet with clients of different needs, but also we can serve customers at scale. DataSea also keeps improving our business model, which now includes not only an expansion of the sales team for direct sales, but also we build partner and broker mode, like the joint marketing mode and also the enterprise key customer project cooperation mode, so that we can leverage all like resources to generate recurring revenues and improve the profit margin. Last, I'd like to address some questions that we have been asked a lot by the investors recently. So we understand that investors are very worried about the inflation, rising costs, and also economic growth. So DataSea's focus and on the improvements of our own business fundamentals. Our business is not is also not sensitive to the current weighing factors. Investors may worry, but we do keep tracking of the macro economy and its influence on our business. As our business is mainly operated in China, the inflation problem is quite different, and we don't see it as a significant challenge to our business. China's factory gate inflation is to a one-year low in April as the state-driven production efforts supported by supply and also COVID-19 lockdowns giving policymakers more room for the stimulus to show up the economy. So in terms of the company's supply chain and also cost, so far we haven't seen any significant challenge arising from these areas. For example, like DataSea's acoustic intelligence business is operated in Shenzhen. So during COVID, Shenzhen adopted a daily COVID testing and a closed loop management model. So to ensure that company's production and also supply chain safety. As the Shenzhen has nearly zero case, we don't expect the delayed production of rise of cost anytime soon. So finally, the external environment may even fuel the growth of our certain business. For example, our 5G messaging solutions provide clients with efficiency to convert their clients to in detail and in scale and also nurture buying relationships at an attractive pricing. And also our ultrasonic sound sterilization and also antivirus equipment, which can also benefit from the COVID spark sterilization equipment market world. So in a nutshell, the management team do believe that our business development is on track and is supported by a strong product portfolio. Moving forward, underpinned by momentum from increased customer wins, leadership expansion, great synergy effects among the business lines, and strong business resilience, DataSea is well positioned for future growth. So now I will turn the call to Casey, who will walk you through the details of the financial results. Casey, please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Casey Sun, and I am the CFO of DataSea Inc. It's my pleasure to discuss the Q3 financial highlights. We had a revenue of $16.29 million for the 9 months ended March 31st, 2022, which shows a 10,555% increase by comparing with the same period of last fiscal year. The increase in revenues was mainly due to the expansion of the company's business towards 5G messaging in fiscal year 2021, especially 5G SMS, integrated 5G IMMCP, and the 5G multimedia video messaging technology system. On top of that, blue chip customers are accumulated exponentially. Business model was well proven and a strong cash flow was generated. As a result, the net income turned positive first time ever in the most recent 3 months period. At present, the company has completed the new strategic positioning and the business layout by 2022, forming 3 main businesses and long-term development plans in 5G messaging, acoustic intelligence, and the smart city. According to the plan, in 2022, with the introduction of acoustic intelligent hardware products and the solutions into the market, and the comprehensive commercialization of China's 5G messaging services in the Chinese market, the company has signed service agreements with mobile operators and the development of 5G messaging applications by leading companies in express delivery, catering, medical, and the tourism industries. More than 17.05 $1 million worth of 5G messaging business contracts have been signed. DataSea established the leadership position in the acoustic intelligence industry globally by advanced innovation and resource allocation ever since the white paper was jointly released with the partnership of the top tier R&D institutions. New products on sterilization, agriculture, environmental protection, and sound security are successfully published to market for meeting clients' demand precisely. In order to diversify the portfolio while establishing a world-class branding, the international strategy is executing, which included design, innovation, supply chain management, marketing, sales, and capitalization in the United States. The total revenue of $16.29 million was generated for the 9 months ended March 31, 2022, which shows a 10,555% increase by comparing with the same period of last fiscal year. The increase in revenue for the 9 months ended March 31, 2022 was mainly due to the expansion of 5G messaging business, consisting of 5G message with amount of $15 million, including $11 million from 5G SMS, $3 million from 5G IMMCP mobile project on the cloud, $1.1 million from advertising service, and $36,000 from smart city projects. The company's three major business lines have started full operation. From July to March 2022, the overall gross profit margin was 5.51%, including 5.43% for 5G SMS. The company's smart city business continues to develop as the top three tech giants, China Mobile and the China Telecom subsidiary. As the company proceeds into the later stage of the 5G messaging business, three factors will help equip the company with more flexibility in pricing and improving the gross margin. Cost will be reduced by economic of scale over a large number of customers' bases and the increase of production. By adopting differentiation strategy, growing brand recognition and customer loyalty will strengthen the company's pricing power. After the commercialization of 5G messaging in the Chinese market, expected in the second quarter of 2022, the target customers and the product forms will be expanded. For example, the company will provide the 5G IMMCP as SaaS software customization and value-added service to improve profit margin. As of March 31st, 2022, accounts receivable is $5.5 million and accounts payable is $4.8 million. The amount of accounts payable is approximately the same as accounts receivable, which means the weight average of cost of capital is the optimal level for financing current assets, and the maturity matching of short-term debt is perfectly achieved. Going forward, the company will continue to improve the market expansion of its main business based on existing contracts, including smart campus, carton systems, smart community systems, 5G messaging, and the market launch of acoustic smart hardware products. The company's objective is to expand our revenue streams and achieve annual profit in the new fiscal year. Okay, that's all. And Bailey Zhang.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. And now we can start the Q&A session. And like investors, you are always welcome to submit your questions. And now I can see one question about the revenue. So I repeat the question from Robin. The question of revenue. So this quarter revenue is impressive year on year, but declined compared to the last quarter. So can you explain why? CFO, feel free to answer the question directly, or we can, the Zoe can translate for you. You can answer in Chinese, whatever you want.
The reason the revenue increased rapidly is because the investment on R&D for providing a wide range of products to solve the problems of the customer needs. Also, the high growth artificial intelligence adoption penetration rate creates a tremendous demand for 5G messaging. In addition, the company's market strategy is effectively and efficiently for reaching the target customers from different industries. Even more, the brand recognition with strong customer loyalty is so helpful to retain old customers, meanwhile developing the new market across the country.
Okay, thank you, Kathy. I think the second part of the question is, the revenue decline compared to the last quarter. So can you explain why?
Zhang Shuo, 他问的就是我们的这个客户跟那个上一个季度比，是吗？
不是，他问的是整体的收入。
然后和去年同期相比有非常棒的增长，但是和上一个季度相比有一些减少，然后您能不能解释一下原因？我说中文吧，然后你给翻译一下。这个应该就是一个季节性的，就是我们的。Q3的时候比 Q2的时候的这个，可能短信收入可能稍微少了一些，但是这就是一个季节性的，没有什么其他特殊的原因，因为总体上来说我们的客户还是在增加的。
So this is pretty much seasonal. For Q3, compared to Q2, Q3 has less short-term income, but there's no special reason behind it. The number of our customers and clients are still increasing. So it's just seasonal.
Okay, thank you. So Hamid, are we running out of time? So because I think we're approaching the end of the schedule, right?
Uh-huh. So should we announce for the questions or?
I think we're good for the Q&A session, and also we can do the ending remarks.
Okay, great. Thank you. So, ladies and gentlemen, since there are no questions as of now, I'm going to hand it over the call back to Annabelle Zhang for closing remarks. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you all for joining the call, and we really appreciate your time. And whenever you have questions, you can find at the end of the PPT, always listed with our contact details. Feel free to reach out. We're happy to address any questions you may have. And see you next caller. And thank you for tuning in today. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Thank you. This concludes today's conference. You may disconnect your lines at this time. Thank you for your participation.